Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. It's referring back to our public hearings. Our first public hearing was conditional use number 1982, Gary L. Ennis, Southern Delaware Classic Cars LLC.
Mr. Chairman, without objection, I have a motion to recommend approval. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU number 1982 for the antique auto sales based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is the redevelopment of existing buildings on a site. The applicant has stated that the existing buildings will be used and that no new buildings will be constructed. Two, there will not be any adverse impacts on neighboring properties, the community, or roadways. Three, the conditional use is required by the applicant to obtain a dealer's license from the Department of Motor Vehicles. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the hours of operation shall be by appointment only between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. B, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. C, all automobiles shall be stored within the buildings on the site. D, security lighting shall be downward screen so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, no automotive repairs shall be performed on the site. F, no junk, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles shall be stored outside on the site. G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1982, Gary L. Ennis, Southern Delaware Classic Cars, LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.